State environmental officials said Tuesday they're still monitoring water in the Utah section of the San Juan River. But so far, they haven't detected contamination from last week's Gold King Mine waste spill. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
State environmental officials have been testing San Juan River water since the weekend, a few days after millions of gallons of mine waste gushed into a tributary. Kim Shelley oversees the Utah Division of Water Quality's response to the spill.
We're getting more information that kind of confirms our initial assumption that given all the dilution, we won't be able to see any markers within the state, and there isn't a need for people to necessarily be overly concerned.
The plume was expected to reach Utah Sunday or Monday, but the telltale yellow-colored water never showed, and water quality tests haven't detected acidity that's usually associated with mine sludge. Results from the heavy metals tests don't come in until Wednesday, but scientists suspect the river chemistry has already made lingering metals settle out. That could mean contamination will stop short of Lake Powell, a water supply for tens of millions of people. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy commented during a speech in Washington Tuesday that she was pained by the accident.
We are committed to helping people throughout the Four Corners region who rely on the rivers for their drinking water, irrigation water, and recreation, and we know how important it is to them.
McCarthy is scheduled to visit the river below the abandoned Gold King mine on Wednesday. Judy Fays, KUER News.